Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. China's economy, troubled. I welcome Ann Stevenson Yang, the author of the new book, Wild Ride, a short history of the opening and closing of the Chinese economy. Our story so far, how we got to where we are right now. Ann, a very good evening to you. I read from CNBC's headline. The Chinese government announced plans earlier this year to bolster domestic demand with subsidies and other incentives for equipment upgrades and consumer product trade-ins. I understand China's keen on obliging its population to consume. How so, Anne? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yeah, for example, there are some localities where government officials will go into your home and check the dates on appliances. And if the appliances are too old, then they require you to buy new ones. So these subsidies that they issue, they're always in effect company subsidies that they just make it a little bit cheaper to buy a television set or a toaster or whatever.
And you get a credit to buy the TV, or the company gets credit to reduce the cost of the TV? Do you know how it works?
I don't know this time, John. In the past, what it's been is company credits.
Company credits. I tell quickly a science fiction story from my youth. Beg pardon, I can't remember where I read it, but it was about a future in which the poor people had to continue to consume. They lived in mansions filled with toys and gadgets. And whatever was new, say a new automobile, they had to buy it immediately. It was the only way the people running the government could imagine that they could keep up the output, the factories that they needed to maintain peace. Rich people, however, lived in simple cottages in the countryside without electricity, without any connection to the outside world, were allowed to keep horses and other animals, didn't have to pay any attention to commuting. That's the future, according to 1959. Looks like we got there a little quicker than they anticipated. Gordon, you have a question for Ann.
Ann, can the Chinese government actually force people to buy things? And I suppose the answer is yes, if you run a coercive state. But the question is, why aren't people buying stuff on their own?
Well, Gordon, I think that there are a couple of reasons. One is that people came out of the COVID years very, very conservative because the government really didn't give them any help, and they were locked down for long periods of time. Many people lost income, and they feel very anxious about what's going to happen in the future. But the second reason is, you know, your old appliances may work perfectly well. It's just of interest to the government to keep the money flowing and so to get you to buy more. But why should you spend your money on this?
Consumption is one answer to the problem they have, which is the economy is deeply troubled and manufacturing is no longer considered to be the fix because everybody's hip to the fact that they've been dumping and taking and dominating the markets. That leads me back to the real estate question. The last time we spoke of this, you said, sure, there's a fix. They got to get rid of the Chinese Communist Party and let the markets take hold of the housing and let people buy and sell their own future. Since we could rule that out, have they got an alternative for that housing hole in their economy?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, there's such a massive overbuild of housing, and the housing is way more expensive than is affordable within China, but they don't mark it down to market because that would make all the loans that banks have given these developers go bust or be worth an awful lot less, because if you're selling housing at, you know, much cheaper than you anticipated, then you don't have the cash flow. So it's kind of like in stasis and has been now for almost 3 years.
Gordon, you have a question.
And people talk about islands of excellence in China. In other words, they've got great technology, some of it better than ours. But the point is, when you're in a country with such massive economic problems like the old economy, I would think that the islands would be just flooded by the problems in the property sector and problems elsewhere. I mean, how do you have islands of excellence in an economy which is failing?
Well, I mean, China has excellent technology and excellent people. The problem is the development process that the government imposes. So there's research and there's development. So the research can be very, very good. But the problem is that when you try to bring a product to market, then the government, seizes it and imposes a lot of incentives that are the wrong incentives for bringing good products to market. So in the end, the Chinese economy makes it impossible to compete with good products. And as for these islands of excellence, yes, they exist, but they're really not big enough to float the whole Chinese economy.
My understanding is that there's somewhere between BR, Belt and Road Initiative, and China 2025, somewhere in there is the goal of the Chinese economy. At the same time, I mentioned the real estate hole. I mentioned the hesitation of people to buy their manufactured products. So all this adds up to the fact that they're not growing and they're shrinking. Are they aware of that? Are they acting panicky?
Sure. I mean, the government top officials are very anxious about this, but they're sort of caged. They don't know what to do. So, you may remember the same kind of collapse occurred around Japan's expansion in the 1990s. And, everybody felt like, oh, Japan is such a threat. And then Japan basically just collapsed. But, Japan was much more focused on branded products. And so manufacturing elsewhere wasn't a big deal for Japan. China has been very focused on frugality, on saving money, on making products cheaper. And there's a limit to the extent that you can keep doing that.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Anne, you have Xi Jinping, who does believe that China should manufacture its way out of it, is very concerned about increasing consumption because he doesn't want to empower consumers. He doesn't want to offend Communist Party constituencies. He can't undermine the banks. It seems to me that there's just no way out for China, that really what China is doing right now is trying to maybe buy a little bit more time, but it's running out of fiscal capacity to do this.
I think that that's right, Gordon. I mean, China has been talking for a decade about increasing consumption because that would be a truly different model for the economy. But it's never actually the consumption as a portion of GDP has declined rather than increased, as has to happen when you're investing more and more. So China is really stuck in a sort of investment spiral, and I don't see a way out as long as it keeps the same economic model.
Quickly, Anne, that story about obliging people to buy the latest version of whatever gadget they're talking about. China has a large, large market of fake goods, imitation goods, ripoffs. Is that also part of the consumer? They're forced to buy fake items as well as real ones?
No, because the consumption mandates apply to particular Chinese companies that provide these products, not to, little mom-and-pop startups that replicate them.
So this is about big industry being obliged to buy the latest from major manufacturers.
Well, yeah, it's about people. It's about trying to goose the sales of companies like Haier and TCL by having these little subsidies in order for people to buy their stuff.
Anne Stephenson Yang, the author of Wild Ride, A Short History of the Opening and Closing of the Chinese Economy. Gordon Chang, I'm John Beck.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.